Thank you and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for August the 28th. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation offered by Pastor Tony Frazee of the Gateway Bible Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Councilmember Thompson. So please stand for the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance.
God Almighty, we humbly come before you and count our amazing blessings of living in the United States of America. And as we count our blessings of freedom, we also ask for your protection over our men and women who are serving our country, our troops. We ask for your blessing on this city, over our policemen and women, our first responders. Bless this meeting. Cause it to be just and pleasing to you. We ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Frazee, and thank you, Mr. Thompson, for getting our meeting off to a great start. The first item on our agenda today is going to be to take action on the consent agenda, so we'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher to come forward to read the consent agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on 3-year term contract for commercial grade fitness equipment for the fire and medical and the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Departments. Item 3B, act on contract to purchase reagents and supplies for DNA analysis for the Police Department. Item 3C, act on 3-year term contract for police motorcycle maintenance and repair services for the Police Department. Item 3D, act on 1-year renewal contract for manhole covers, frames, and adjusting rings for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Water Resources Department. Item 3E, act on contract to purchase one replacement medium-duty aerial bucket truck and service body for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Local Streets Sales Tax Fund. Item 3F, act to renew term contract for a Verizon Wireless Voice and Data Service Plan for citywide departments as requested by the Information Technology Department, Communications and Infrastructure. Item 4A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Phoenix for the Water Use It Wisely regional campaign. Item 4B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission to accept grant funds to be used for training and equipment for the Police Department's Forensic Services Division. Item 4C, act on resolution approving an update to the criteria for the sale, transfer, and lease to nonprofit agencies of properties owned by the city that are encumbered with funds from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Item 5A, act on ordinance regarding Z17-021, the 8500 to 8800 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, located on the north side of Guadalupe Road, west of the 202 Santan Freeway. Rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single resident subdivision. Item 5B, act on ordinance regarding Z17-022, the 8500 block of East Guadalupe Road, located on the south side of Guadalupe Road, east of Hawes Road. Rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a single resident subdivision. Item 5C, act on ordinance regarding Z17-023, 1132 South Oakland Drive, located west of Greenfield Road and north of Southern Avenue. Rezone, planned area development modification, and council use permit for an inpatient substance abuse treatment facility. Item 5D, act on ordinance regarding Z17-024, the 2300 block of East University Drive, located east of Gilbert Road, on the south side of University Drive. Rezone and site plan review to allow development of an attached single resident subdivision. Item 5E, act on ordinance regarding Z17-026, the 6500 block of East Brown Road, located west of Power Road on the north side of Brown Road. Rezone, site plan review, and special use permit to allow for development of a transitional senior living facility. Item 5F, act on ordinance regarding Z17-027, 1402 North Recker Road, located on the west side of Recker Road, north of Brown Road, a rezone to allow development of a second detached residence. Item 5G, act on ordinance regarding Z17-028, the 5400 to 5600 blocks of East Thomas Road, located east of Higley Road on the north side of Thomas Road, rezone to modify the existing planned area development overlay. This modification will reduce the side and rear yard setbacks within the existing subdivision. Item 5H, act on ordinance regarding Z17-033, the 5600 through 5900 blocks of East Longbow Parkway on the north side and the 3100 through 3200 blocks of North Brecker Road on the west side. This is located south of the Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway. Council use permit to allow installation of two multi-tenant freeway landmark monument signs within a commercial center. Item 5I, act on ordinance regarding Z17-029, rezone for Westside Clark Historic District to add the Historic District Overlay. This area is generally bounded by lots on the north side of West 2nd Place in the north, lots on the south side of West Pepper Place in the south, North Date on the west, and North Country Club Drive on the east. This request will create a local historic district. And item 5J, act on ordinance amending Title 11, Chapter 67, Section 4-E of the Mesa City Code to comply with recent changes to Arizona state statutes. This amendment will modify the conditions regarding written protest requirements that trigger a supermajority vote by the City Council to approve land use actions. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. I'll note that I received two blue cards in favor of agenda item 5E, but they did not request that the item be taken off the consent agenda. And I know, Ms. Mickelson, at one point we had a request to speak on 5I. Is that, did that person decide to leave that item on the consent agenda?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, John. Mr. Wesley, you spoke with that person and they were in favor of the item moving forward. Okay. Thank you. Are there any other requests to speak on any item on the consent agenda?
No additional requests.
Okay, that being the case, I note that Vice Mayor Luna has made a motion and Councilmember Freeman has seconded that motion. Please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of the consent agenda. Okay, the next item on our agenda then is all the way down to item 6, which is items from citizens present. Normally, we hear from three, but I have four requests to speak. Ms. Mickelson, any additional requests?
No additional requests.
Okay. Given that it's just one more, we'll do our best to accommodate all four. The first person that I would invite forward is Milton Williams. Mr. Williams, welcome. Please give us your name and address, and you'll have 3 minutes to speak.
Thank you, Mayor and Councilman and staff. I'm glad to be here. My name is Milton Williams. My address is 921 South Val Vista Drive, unit number 115. I, along with a whole bunch of people over here, are here representing Heatsink Labs. If you don't know enough about Heatsink Labs, that's why we're here. I could take up more than 3 minutes easily, but I just wanted to point out how cool and exciting we are. We are doing cool things. We're doing exciting things. We are a great resource for the city. We have Coffee and Code on Wednesdays where people come in and practice coding, get help from other people, and many people find jobs through that, and there have been several startups happen as part of that. We do community-supported classes. I wish I could go through every person here who participates in classes. We teach so many classes, most of them free. The ones that do cost, we don't charge nearly enough to pay people. We provide hours, hundreds and hundreds of hours. I gave a little packet up there that talks about what we do. And for me, it's really important. I have kids. I have a 2-year-old. She loves going to Heatsink because there's ice cream next door. I have a 9-year-old who loves to go and tear things apart. We just tear apart our old electronics and recycle them, use them in new ways. That's what a hackerspace does, is makes new things happen from in unexpected ways from old things. And then I have a 14-year-old who now has enough attitude that he's not quite as interested as he used to be, but he learned so much about programming and run the vinyl cutter. He runs the laser cutter because lasers, they're just pretty awesome. This timer goes way too fast. You just slow it down for me. You've probably noticed that we're on Imagine Mesa, and for what's the category? For innovation. heat sink is innovation. We struggle a lot. We are completely member funded. All of us are donating our own money, our own time, our own energy. No one's paid, and it is the best investment I can make. And I would be here asking that the city, I know you guys can't act on anything tonight, but at a future date, find a way to act in a way that could help us out, whether it be help with electricity. We're on City of Mesa electricity. I was just in the study session hearing about how you guys help with space for nonprofits, and that hits us on the head. If you could find a space for us that could help us with rent, and we could have many, many more tools and classes as a result of that. There are other ways we could be really imaginative. We really want to be part of Mesa and do more, and we're limited by our budget and by our energy and time, as I am now. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, Mr. Williams, and thank you to everyone from HeatSync.
We have a great group. I can't say enough about them. I'm just a member. The whole board's here, though, and they're really awesome. Thank you for your time.
Well, good. I hope you know how we're very aware of the good work that you're doing in our community, and we're anxious to be supportive. So thank you for being here and all you do. Next, I have a card from Lalo Triana. Lalo, please come forward and state your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Hilario Triana.
Excuse me, sir, we have an interpreter here. Given that you're going to be using an interpreter, if you would please, Yasmin, let the gentleman know that because he's using an interpreter, we'll allow
sure.
6 minutes.
Okay. Vamos a tener 6 minutos mm-hmm. en lugar de tres porque voy a tener que estar interpretando.
Okay.
Pero para usted, o sea, usted como 3 minutos y los otros
de acuerdo.
Tres son...
Comprendo. Sí.
Okay. ¿Su nombre?
Mi nombre es Hilario Triana. Mi dirección es 644 West Main Street, lote 46. Bueno, yo vengo con el grupo...
Ok, espera un momento.
¿Sí?
Te hace una frase y me da oportunidad. Okay. ¿Cuál es su dirección?
644 West Main Street, lote 46.
Mi nombre es Hilario Triana y vivo en... Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hello, my name is Hilario Triana and I live in 644 West Main Street, lot number 66.
Vengo con mis compañeros del parqueadero Mesa Royal.
I come with my company from Mesa Royal.
Okay, pues venimos a recordar que estamos aquí todavía presentes y venimos para ver cuál es la respuesta que nos tienen a nuestro caso.
We'd like to remind you that we're still here present and we'd like to know what your answer is regarding our case.
Puesto que somos personas de trabajo, somos personas que contribuimos al crecimiento de esta ciudad. Somos personas que pagamos nuestros impuestos y conocemos nuestros derechos. Por eso es que venimos pacíficamente, señores del concilio de Mesa, a pedirles una respuesta favorable hacia nosotros. Muchas gracias.
We are working people. We pay our taxes. And that's why we come before you peacefully to ask you, you know, how you can help us. And thank you very much. Otra cosa? That's it all.
Thank you, Mr. Triana. Next, Yolanda Triana.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre, como ya lo dijo, soy Yolanda Triana. Vengo de 644 West Main Street, Mesa, Arizona.
Good afternoon. My name is Yolanda Triana. Triana, ¿verdad? And I come from 644 West Main Street, número 66.
46.
Number 46.
Sí. Como ya ve, venimos del parque Mesa Royal. Y pues... Ustedes ya nos ven que aquí estamos todavía y venimos porque esperamos, como ya dijo el hermano, una respuesta al caso que nosotros tenemos ahí.
We come from Mesa Royal Park, and as you can see, we're still here and we're here today to ask, you know, for an answer to our problem.
Sabemos que la propiedad está en venta y que hay un posible comprador.
We know that the property is for sale and that there is a possible buyer.
Y les pedimos a ustedes que, si es posible, puedan apoyar a esas personas o que les digan que si pueden dejarnos ahí o que nos indemnicen para el bienestar de cada uno de los inquilinos que ahí residimos.
And we'd like to ask if you can help that person or if you can help them so that we can remain there, or you can help them so that we can be indemnized, to look for another place.
Mm-hmm. Pues esperamos una posible respuesta de parte de ustedes en apoyo a cada una de las personas que ahí residimos, porque pues ahí hay de todo. Personas que son incapacitados, personas madres solteras, personas que contribuyen, como ya dijo el hermano, pagando los impuestos, mejorando. Entonces, yo sé que quieren un ambiente bello para ese lugar.
We know that there's all kinds of people that live there. There's working people, there's people that are handicapped, there's people that are elderly, and we know that you want something beautiful for that place.
Pues nosotros también lo deseamos y esperemos que haya una respuesta favorable de parte de ustedes.
And we also hope to have a place like that too, and we hope to be able to stay there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mrs. Triana. Next we have, and I apologize, I'm not going to get the last name correct, but is it Dr. Sylvia Henry? Herrera, excuse me, Dr. Herrera. Please come forward. Are you going to be utilizing an interpreter?
No.
Okay, thank you. Then you have 3 minutes. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dr. Sylvia Herrera, and I was asked by the Mesa Royal residents at 644 West Main to speak before you. Just as a reminder that the Mesa Royal residents and families at the trailer park are still working to resolve the situation at the trailer park at 644 West Main. We are requesting that community partnerships be identified that will provide affordable housing for the residents. We know that this is prime property that can be negotiated for a win-win for all the residents of the city of Mesa. Negotiations and solutions are possible because we have examples and models where trailer park residents and owners with the cooperation of the city from different cities have worked for a solution. So it takes everyone, not only the residents, but the owner and the city to find a solution to the problem that was created there for a long, long time. It was not addressed. And so now we're faced with that situation and responsibility to find a solution for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Herrera. Those are all the cards we have for items from citizens present. For those speaking on the Mesa Royal situation, I would remind you that the city has prepared a document of frequently asked questions in both Spanish and English. It's been that hasn't been updated for a few months, so I doubt that there's anything on that document that you're not already aware of. So we will update that as necessary as the situation progresses. And other than that, I'm afraid we can't respond to your comments because this is not on our agenda today for action. Okay, that being the case, that concludes the items on our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.